This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It's 14 minutes after 10. Welcome to the second hour of the Capricorn Experience. My name is Hlekani Nomburaka Shikwambana. It's Relationship Monday. Today we're talking and unpacking the feelings of being overwhelmed in a relationship. What does it even mean and how do we deal with such feelings? But ultimately, what causes you to be overwhelmed? You're in a relationship, it's supposed to be a happy space, although there are challenges, but why would we get overwhelmed? To help us with this conversation, I'm joined on the line by psychologist Elijah Paddy. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning, and good morning to our lovely listeners. I hope they are not overwhelmed this morning.
Definitely. I hope so too. But if they are, that is why we have you here today, to help us unpack these feelings. So, I mean, when we're in a relationship, you know, we do have ups and downs. And by this age in our lives, we know that. But what does it mean when we say that we're feeling overwhelmed in a relationship?
Hey, Chikan, what a very, very difficult subject that many of us are not even aware of what it actually means. But okay, Basically, what it actually means in simple terms is that, you know, things are becoming too much for you, or the relationship is becoming too much and demanding for you. And sometimes you don't even know what causes this overwhelming state. So it's very important that we are aware of it. But now, maybe we need to first answer the question, What causes us to be overwhelmed?
Okay.
In a relationship, you know, when everything started so nice, it was lovey-dovey, it was, you know, bed of roses, and suddenly you wake up, you realize, no, man, this is too much for me, you know?
Yeah.
So what happened? Now, two aspects here, Hlekani, that I want our listeners, when we hang up the phone today, they need to go do this assessment.
Okay.
So there are two aspects here of what could cause, you know, somebody to be overwhelmed. Number one, their own demands of themselves. So they could be demanding too much of themselves.
Okay.
So you come from a family, for argument's sake, where you've observed that there was no love between parents. And you say to yourself, the day I get into a relationship, I'm going to make it different. I do not want to go through what my parents have gone through. So you start demanding too much of yourself. You go in there and you give everything, you give your all. You are the one who's doing everything. You are the one who's more concerned and who's working a relationship, whereas your partner is just relaxed. And as a result, you find that you start now to weary yourself. Everything now becomes overwhelming for you because your own expectations and demand are too high for yourself. And you are not even seeing it because you are operating on the basis of, we need to make this relationship to be the best. And in trying to make the relationship to be the best, you then become overwhelmed and weary yourself. That's number one. Number two, the demand from your partner. Where your partner has got high expectations and he's not willing to go and live up to those expectations. He's expecting you to live up to those expectations. He now expects you to walk on stilettos every single day of your life. You are busy wearing stilettos 24/7, trying to impress them, trying to make them happy, trying to meet their standards, and as a result, you become the one who becomes overwhelmed and worried, Chekani.
And the cons are eating you with those stilettos.
Chekani, you don't understand the heat that comes with that. It's burning you, and you can't even tell them. The moment you are saying the stilettos are burning me, the cons are too painful, they say you don't love me. They manipulate you to a point that you can't take the stilettos off. You have to keep running because if you say you love me, you have to live for me. And unfortunately, many people, that's why, and I blame mainly women. It is women most of the time who find themselves in this situation. They find themselves depressed because they are trying to live up to the standards of somebody who's not even willing to live up to those standards themselves.
And I mean, these standards are sometimes just a way of oppressing somebody else, because we've seen in relationships where, you know, the man has got a different view of, you know, female stereotypes, our gender roles, where they would want you to not go out and hang out with friends because my woman is supposed to be at home, but they leave you at home and they go out.
It becomes worse than that. And it's a very subtle, you know, emotional abuse or way of abusing somebody.
Yeah.
Number one, I can go and be with friends anytime I want to go. You don't have to go. I can dress the way I want, you can't dress the way you want. Mm. I can have any friends I want, you can't have the friends that you want. I need to come home and find that there's a very warm meal in the house. I don't do anything in the house. I want to come home and find that the children are bath, the house is clean. I don't have to do anything. Everything is going to be done by you, because when I walk into the house with my friends, they need to smell good muffins. They need to see that the house is clean, and you have to do that. As for me, I will go and have a drink with my friend and only come home to sleep. And unfortunately, most women try hard, you know, to keep up with the standard, not realizing that in actual fact, they are being abused. And this is what causes them to be overwhelmed. Eventually, they lose themselves. That's why you find that a lot of people who are in a long-term committed relationship, they find themselves that they no longer have time for themselves. They no longer enjoy the things that they used to do. They no longer go out to be with their friends. They start to neglect themselves. Why? They are overwhelmed, Ketani, and they don't know why.
So does the solution to this overwhelming feeling in a relationship come from finding out what is actually causing you to be overwhelmed?
Yeah, we start there. Number one, we start there. We do the assessment.
Okay.
Am I feeling this way because it's my own demands or desires that are putting me here? Or number two, is it the person that I'm in a relationship with? I'm trying my best to be the best for them and trying to please them and to live according to their standards. Let me do some introspection. You start with the introspection and you are going to be honest with yourself. Ketani, our biggest challenge, we can do on introspection, but our biggest challenge is not being honest with ourselves. A lot of people do the introspection, but they are not honest with themselves because they keep making excuses. You know, no, but I love him. No, but he cares for me. No, but this and this and that. No. You have to look at it and say, but am I not being abused here? And let's call abuse what it is. This is abuse.
Yeah.
Let's not sugarcoat it. Let's just say it, because how do I say that? You and I, we go to work, Ketani. We come home at 6 o'clock, but one of us must go sit on the couch and watch TV while the other one is slaving in the house. What do we call that? If we have been doing the same thing during the day and coming home at the same time to the same house where we should be taking care of the house together, but the other one must be slaving for the other one. That is what we call abuse, exactly. So you need to do an honest introspection and say to yourself, I need to change things around here. I'm going to have an honest conversation with you, and we have to agree. If not agreeing, that means we cannot be here in the same space together. One of us is going to die from emotional burnout.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time and having this conversation with us. I got a message here that says, yo, it's true. I'm married with a pastor from Zimbabwe. He never worked. We just signed. If I want to go home in Durban, he complains, telling me I'm cheating. Why I go home without him? And I will try and send money to Zimbabwe for his kids to eat. So I think this conversation, or at the end of this conversation, what you were saying you would like for us to achieve has been achieved. We're starting to do that introspection and we're starting to look within ourselves, but also believing, or, you know, trusting those feelings that we are finding after the introspection. What advice would you give to this particular person?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be very careful here.
Yeah.
Because you remember, I had the word pastor.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we must be careful that we use the scriptures to manipulate and to keep people in bondage.
Mm.
That, you know, the scripture says you must do this. And you put a fear of God in a person, they start to realize, maybe I'm not submitting.
Mm.
Maybe I'm not honoring God. And sometimes it's not that. We need to be careful that we are being abused in the name of scriptures. So she needs to sit down and be honest with herself. And sometimes, unfortunately, she's going to be labeled that she's a disobedient woman, you know, when she has to take the stand. Ketani, I'm saying that a woman who doesn't question her man is not submissive, she's ignorant. So you need to be questioning. You cannot be saying I'm submissive while you are keeping quiet and dying in there. That's not submission, Ketani. Submission, it means that we are the equal. We are creating an egalitarian relationship while we understand the rules. So She needs to go and be honest with herself and say, honey, we need to have an honest conversation here. Mm. I feel abused. I feel like I don't have a voice. I feel like you are not taking me seriously. So can we please create a relationship whereby I can also feel alive and important in this marriage or relationship?
So for those who would like to make contact with you to get a one-on-one, how can they do that?
Shekane, we are available. Our numbers are forever on Capricorn FM, 082-492-8274. Go to our website and log in and call you there, theblv.co.za. Thank you so much, Shekane.
Thank you so much, Elijah. A woman who does not question her partner is not obedient. She is ignorant, especially when you are seeing things that need to be questioned. Let's become people who become, you know, very obedient in the fact that, you know, there's equality in the relationship, and we have created that environment to be obedient with one another, because you don't obey somebody you don't respect. So I think it's a very interesting conversation. I hope that the lady who sent us this message is able to, you know, have a conversation with her husband and ultimately find a common ground.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.